And now the Cavs will dribble it out.
And Mike, as much as the Celtics have to be proud of, they're going to rue this performance today.
It'll be a tough offseason knowing how close they came. Good sportsmanship there. Final seconds tick off. It's over. Cleveland wins game 7. LeBron James and the Cavs do it again.
Yeah, NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. I am your host, James Clements, and I am here hanging out in Los Angeles, California, here in the W Hotel, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. That's it, man. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places that want to pay me money. And I'm making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA, just while repping Straya
a little bit, mate.
And I'm also being vaguely quiet because I'm in a hotel room. It's weird. So today's show, we're going to try to quickly wrap the epic Eastern Conference Finals, especially the Game 6 and 7 between Boston and Cleveland, as well as Game 6 in the Western Conference Finals between Houston and Golden State. There's also all the usual dumbassery. That means, yeah, nah, that's not a knife, that's a knife. Spud of the night, the Australian Player Watch. It's our final one. Oh, brutal. The unpopular opinion of the day, and of course, our back take house. Get some flame grill takes. And because it's Monday, we give out our Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound Grey Mamba Award and finish up with a brand new deli review. It's an absolute pearler. I reckon he's been watching a bit of the basketball. What do you reckon? All right, it's episode 128. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Manny Deli Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is NBA Straya. It's just what we do. You got to watch out for the Shaq attack. And so what are we going to do? We usually do the daily whip around where we cover off all the news. But I mean, the news is the Cavs are in the finals. Unbelievable, huh? How good is this? The Cavs are through to the finals for the fourth straight year without their second best player this time. They were starting Jeff Green, and they're in the finals. That is unbelievable, mate. Like, can you believe it? I mean, I can't. Holy shit. So let's wrap up Game 7. It was a Cleveland win in Boston, 87-79. Cavs take the series 4-3. Unbelievable Game 7. It was just an absolute arm wrestle mode. Everyone shot like shit from three, which was crazy. There was like four total makes in the first half between the two teams, and it didn't go great guns from there either. Like, Boston ended up shooting 18% from three and 34% from the field as a team. But look, so for Boston, let's wrap up their game. Like, Jason Tatum, he was amazing again. We'll talk about him at length a little bit later, but 24 points, 7 rebounds, unbelievable. Big Al Horford, 17 points, only 4 rebounds. However, Jaylen Brown, slamming Jaylen. He had 13 and 6, Mook Morris, 14 and 12. But obviously, it was the shooting that sank Boston really, really, really obviously. Smart, Marcus Smart there. He went 1 of 10, including 0 of 4 from 3. Mook Morris, for his 14 and 12, he took 14 shots, went 5 of 14. Terry Rozier, scary Terry, was 2 of 14, 0 of 10 from 3. And Jaylen Brown, even though he had the 13 and 6, he shot 5 of 18. Mate, that is brutal, including 3 of 12 from 3. So between Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart, they combined to go 3 of 26 from 3 and 8 of 42 from the field. It's look, when they're not hitting shots, it's going to be tough to win a game against Cleveland and LeBron, huh? Isn't it? Oh, Jesus. And for the Cavs, obviously, this was all about LeBron James. He played all 48 minutes. He scored 35 points. He went 12 of 24 from the field. He had 15 rebounds, 9 assists. He also had 8 turnovers. Also got called for 2 classic offensive fouls where I'm like, oh, shit. LeBron got an offensive foul called against him. Now watch. They're not going to call another foul against him for the rest of the game. And that's exactly what happened. Come on, man. No ref wants to be the guy who calls the 5th foul on LeBron in a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Huh? Crazy. So what an incredible game. We'll talk about that a little bit at length a little bit later. Jeff Green, as we said in our little extra bonus episode, hero or spud. It's how he was going to go, and that's what happened. It was hero or spud. for Jeff Green, and he was a hero. He was the second highest scorer in this game for the Cavs, 19 points, also has 8 rebounds, played great defense in place of Kevin Love. That really, really obviously helped the entire Cavs game plan, because they're like, oh shit, well, we're just going to have to not try to outscore them like we did Toronto. We have to like knuckle down and just play amazing defense, and that's what they did. He went 2 of 9 from 3, didn't matter. He was very good, 7-14 total. Tristan Thompson had 10 points and 9 rebounds. J.R. Smith had 12 points. He made 3 of 8 from 3. Didn't attempt a shot that wasn't a 3. Classic J.R. And they were the only two other Cavs, other than LeBron and Jeff Green, to score over double figures. That's unbelievable, mate. Unbloody believable, I'll tell you. And so it's amazing that they still won, right? With Kyle Korver only scoring 3 points and only making a shot like right at the end. To be fair, though, it was a pretty important shot that really kept the lead in Cleveland's hand. But for them to only, like, you know, have Korver contribute 3 points off the bench is unbelievable. And, like, it's just a legit jaw-dropping kind of stat where they go, all right, man, Ty Lue, he's just going to use 8 dudes. He's going to start his best defensive unit with LeBron, Tristan, Jeff, El Jefe Green, George Hill and J.R. Smith, right? And then he brings his 3 less good defenders off the bench and only plays them sort of sparingly. Larry Nance only plays 8 minutes. Clarkson only 9. Korver only plays 18 after Ty Lue belatedly realized that he could actually play Kyle Korver when Semi Ojeleye didn't. So this was crazy, though. Like, so between that bench unit, it's just like, all right, sweet. So they scored 5 points and that was it. The Cavs still won. That is unbelievable. So they shot 45% from the field and 25% from 3. Substantially better than the Celtics there, obviously. And this is where it was all sort of, it all came down to that. It's like we've talked about all series, the Celtics, their role players play so much better at home. And like, you know, their young dudes play so much better at home. And then suddenly in a game 7, LeBron just goes, hey man, we got this. It's going to be all right. And that's what happened, unfortunately, for the Celtics. So, man, there you go, Boston. That was a hell of a season. Without their 2 best players, they make the Eastern Conference Finals, mate. Tatum, he's going to be a superstar. The whole entire idea of this as well is that Rozier, Mook Morris, Aaron Bangers Baines, Daniel Tyson, Marcus Smart there, if they re-sign him, is going to just get to be like unreal depth when you add Kyrie and Gordon Hayward to Tatum, Brown, and Horford next week, right? Next year, right? That is unbelievable. And look, 2 straight Eastern Conference Finals already. That's amazing in itself, isn't it? But still, I mean, what do you think, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland.
I know. It was just like, oh, shit. Who are they playing against? It's a game 7. LeBron, he's on what team?
Cleveland.
So who won?
Cleveland.
That's right, Stephen A. Smith. It's just how it goes. Hot shit, man. Look, the Cavs making the finals. We, you know, everyone's talking about it at the start of the year. Oh, man, it's just going to be like, you know, the Cavs and the Warriors again, eh? But wow, what a journey to get unbloody real, wasn't it? And of course, we got the, you know, the game 6 was pretty fun too. You know, Cleveland winning that by 10 in Cleveland and losing Kevin Love to that brutal concussion. And obviously game 6 of Western Conference Finals, Rockets-Warriors, where the Warriors smoked the Rockets after Houston led by 10 at the half. Was unbelievable. And we've got game 7 of that tonight. So we'll have that at the end with our preview. So let's get on to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night from last night. Come on. Who do you reckon this is going to be?
Knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife, LeBron James. Are you kidding? LeBron in a game 7, as mentioned on our little tiny little bonus episode yesterday, you can't bet against LeBron in a game 7 until he loses one. And he hasn't. So look, that's 8 straight finals. Are you fucking kidding me? 8 straight finals. That's patently ridiculous. And what a performance this was, right? Like, it looked like his team was going to let him down. LeBron's out there making all these passes and the shitty teammates in, you know, George Hill, JR, they kept missing the threes. And you're like, LeBron is just sitting there going, these fucking guys, man. Are you serious? I got to play with these guys? And they he'd then go, right, fuck it. I'm a score for like these long ass stretches. And then they finally started dropping. And the defense, man, as mentioned earlier, when Ty Lue's like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just play my 5 best defender dudes. And that's it, man. That's how you lock down and keep Boston to 79 points in a game 7. And it was fascinating just sort of watching LeBron and the Cavs sort of take away all the stuff that Boston does best. And suddenly Boston taking a lot of step back threes and all this sort of like long range twos and shit. And you're like, oh Jesus, this is not going to go great. And no, it did not. So LeBron though, that is a hell of a fucking knife, man. What? And look, the stat line is pretty jaw dropping. 35, 15, and 9. Yeah, 8 turnovers, but come on, man. Jesus. He was just out there controlling that game, and to get them to the finals again is ridiculous. But how about an old mate no mates for today?
Old mate no mates.
Who's got no mates today? It's got to be Chris Paul's hammy, doesn't it? Ah, mate, that hammy ping has really robbed us of an awesome end to the Western Conference Finals, and it's a bit shit. So fuck you, Chris Paul's body and that hammy. Your old mate no mates, because this would have been an amazing end if they were all healthy going up hammer and tongs against the Warriors while LeBron is like lifting this holy shit piece of crap team over the Celtics in 7 games. This would have been awesome. Instead, we're sitting there going, James Harden can't do it all by himself. So, bit of a pain in the ass. And speaking of asses, who was the bitch ass of the weekend? Is it Kevin Love for not playing through a concussion like a man would have done in the old days? No, get off. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. That hit was one of the more gruesome things you'll see in a basketball game, huh? Like, the way that Tatum's head just cannoned into the, especially that sort of bit around the ear of Kevin Love. You're like, man, you don't ever want to see that. And especially, you know, when it comes to concussions and head knocks, you don't fuck with that. So, that's some bullshit. So, maybe bitch ass the weekend. Who do you want to give it to? Maybe Marcus Smart there. I love him. That was a bitch ass flop, though, that he had on LeBron to get that second offensive charge foul. But at the same time, he got the call, so well played, I guess. So maybe bitch ass of the weekend is actually Dan Gilbert for being ignored by LeBron on the way up to the podium for the trophy presentation. That was pretty amazing. That was legit next level. Like, you're a bitch ass and I hate you move from LeBron right there. He's like, yeah, fuck, that's the owner. All right, yeah, fuck this guy. And it was awesome. So on ya, LeBron James, for making Dan Gilbert the bitch ass of the weekend. It was bloody beautiful, I'll tell ya. Anyway, what about Spud of the Night? Who was Spud of the Night?
Spud of the Night.
It's going to be Terry Rose. Scary Terry was scary bad, dude. That was the third worst single 3-point shooting game in NBA history, behind James Harden, 0 of 11, and John Starks, 0 of 11. Terry Rose, 0 of 10 from 3. That is just straight fucking brutal. And the flip side is LeBron's game was that good, and Terry, scary Terry, he'd been so good all playoffs, and then that one, oh, it was tough to watch, man. It was tough to watch. What do you reckon there, Stephen A. Smith? I mean, it was a tough one, wasn't it? It was like,
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know.
But I don't know. Stephen A., tell us how you really feel.
This is disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's embarrassing.
That's what it was, Terry Rozier. It was embarrassing. That was a tough one, man. So yeah, that's a spud of a night. But to be honest, he was amazing for the rest of the playoffs. So just came in at a very inopportune time, didn't it? That 0 of 10 from 3. Oh, mate. And especially the way he backpedaled and was like, hey, man, I'm 0 of 9. I'm a backpedal back to the 3 and take this shot. Just Celtics fans, everyone just like, oh, dude, what are you doing? When you're 0 of 9, you're like, I'm going to definitely hit the next one. Amazing. All right, man, what about better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
He's coming for everybody, and it's Jason Tatum. Holy shit, that was a hell of a performance, wasn't it? Hell of a year for the rookie, the number 3 pick in the NBA draft, and a hell of a dunk on LeBron James. You know where that dunk on LeBron goes? It goes straight to the pool room.
This is going straight to the pool room.
It really did go straight to the pool room. The fact that he dunked on LeBron. This is a guy who has a photo of him when he was 8 meeting LeBron, who then tweeted that photo out at LeBron when he was a kid, when he was a teenager, going, "Hey man, can I get a follow back?" Dunking on his goddamn hero, and it was all, and then staring him down. That was some ballsy shit. Unbelievable, Jason Tatum. That was so good. And what a goddamn game. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 9 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3. He absolutely bloody crushed it. It was awesome. Jason Tatum, I've never been more proud of a person I don't actually know. He looks awesome. Good shit. It was great. He's definitely better than Lonzo Ball. Better than Markelle Fultz as well. So there you go. That's a hell of a segment. Hell of a way to go out as well. Jason Tatum. Everyone's like, he doesn't need to know that he's the best player on the team, bro. It's like, well, you know, He's 20. He's going to be a fucking terror. It's awesome. You're going to be stoked for Celtics fans, right? I think they'll live. That'll be fine. All right, we're going to be back in just a second with some Yeah Nahs right after these ones.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
We're back. It's NBA Australia. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take three NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, come on, it's a bit of a LeBron one right here. Is eight finals unassailable from a legacy point of view for LeBron? Yeah nah. Yeah, it's kind of legit incredible at this point. Eight straight finals, mate. Holy shit. Even if he loses another one and it means that he's lost six, but overall, so he'll be including 2007. If they lose this one, he'll be 3-6, and it's like, oh, but MJ won six. He never lost one, and LeBron has lost six. It's still fucking impossible to go to eight straight finals. That is unreal. Like, no one has done that since the Bill Russell era Celtics. That's how fucking hard that is, man. Even like Magic and Kareem, how dominant they were throughout the 80s. They didn't make the finals for eight straight fucking years, mate. Holy shit. So there you go. Four each with Miami and Cleveland straight is staggering. And look, I don't know who's going to even equal that. Like, that's what I'm talking about, unassailable. I mean, can the coward Kevin Durant do it? Maybe. I mean, if they get through tonight, keep going, he'd have to, like, you know, win this year and then keep going for another five more years. Just think about it, like, put it into perspective. He'd have to do it another five more years. And do you really think Golden State, when they're all 35, will be still going to finals? Who fucking knows? It's insane, though. So LeBron, eight straight finals are ridiculous. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Number two, is Kobe a giant douche for trying to insert himself into the MJ LeBron conversation when no one was trying to include Kobe? Yeah, nah. Yes. Of course, this is amazing. So he tweets out, we can enjoy one without tearing down one. I love what he's doing. Don't debate what can't be definitively won by anyone. Hashtag enjoy my five. Hashtag enjoy MJ six. Hashtag enjoy LBJ quest. I'm like, it actually looks like enjoy my BJ quest, which for Kobe, I mean, that'll get him in trouble, I'll tell you that much. Has in the past, hasn't it there, Kobes? But mate, no one was saying, oh, Kobe and LeBron are basically on par at the moment, so maybe like this quest will like make it a bit more of a conversation. Fuck! Kobe, you douchebag. You give 2005 Kobe this team and they miss the playoffs, because that's exactly what happened in 2005 with Kobe and a team this shit. Mate, Kobe, fuck off. No one was talking about you. Go back to like sitting in your fucking parents' basement and breaking down YouTube videos, you dickhead. Oh, it's ESPN Plus. I break down like games. Like, yeah, just like everybody on YouTube, you fucking moron. Kobe. Oh my God, detail. I love it. Anyway, and number three, what do you reckon? Do Cleveland have a chance in the NBA Finals against either Golden State or Houston? Yeah, nah. Nah, come on. I just don't know if they've got the horses for either Golden State or Houston, even if Houston is sans CP3, right? They've just got that many more defenders that they can throw at LeBron on both sides. But, man, it's just tough as hell. Like, it'd kind of be my pick. Like, whoever wins tonight between Golden State and Houston, I've got a feeling they pop Cleveland. But shit, it's going to be fun regardless, isn't it? Just seeing LeBron try to drag this team over the hump one last time against two amazing Western Conference teams. Who knows? It's going to be amazing. Also, extra bonus, I just love how much LeBron clearly hates Dan Gilbert, right? Yeah, nah, yes. Fucking hell. It's going to make this offseason particularly fun, no matter if the Cavs win or lose. It's going to be incredible. I'm stoked. I love it. All right. How about for a bit of unpopular opinion of the day? Let's do it.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. It's not really that unpopular either, but like, we're going to have a legit case for LeBron versus MJ when it's all said and done, huh? I mean, I don't want it to be. I feel like for me, MJ is kind of like, for me, MJ is kind of like the unassailable GOAT and will continue to be. But God damn, it's already at the point where it's a convo that you can have. And you can make your arguments. And if LeBron somehow like snags a couple more titles, holy shit, then it's going to be on. So, oh, watch out there. Watch out there. I don't know if that's unpopular either. Like, still fun though, isn't it? MJ versus LeBron. Who knows? I like it. I want to keep talking about it. Speaking of which, let's step into Outback Takehouse. It's Monday. And Monday at Outback, you get free Alice Springs chicken with every flame grilled take. Also, giant oil drum cans of Foster's only at Outback. And today's flame grilled take, LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan because he, LeBron, never took two seasons off in his prime to rest and then come back to win more titles. There you go. Today's flame grilled take only at Outback. The MJ resting thing is pretty funny. Jesus, MJ LeBron. Man, we're going to be talking about that for a long-ass time to come, I reckon. All right, we'll be back right after these ones for a bit of the Australian Player Watch and the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award. Right after, let's say these words.
G'day, this is Thon McCurr, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. It's NBA Straya. It's Australian Player Watch. And you know what? That's it. It's all done. It's all over, Red Rover. No more Australian Player Watch because Aaron Bangers Baines has been knocked out. It took until Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, though, for someone to finally put him down. He can join Joel Embiid on that couch. And old man bun over there. Still got dunked on one last time in that game, though, too. So what a year it was. And I think on Wednesday's show, we'll do Australia Player Wrap for everyone's years. Because the finals don't start till Thursday. So Wednesday, we'll do a bit of a wrap on everybody and to talk about how their years went as one last Australian player watch. So the Bangers last night, Game 7, he got dunked on again, as mentioned. He only played 19 minutes as Brad Stevens sort of realized that, oh, shit, we're going to tighten up this rotation even more and more and more. And Bangers is in out there to score. So he had 3 points, 0-0 from the field. He hit 3 or 4 free throws, though. 5 rebounds, 2 fouls. Look, it wasn't a banner game for Bangers, but look, my unofficial eye stats had him setting a record for cement truck screen set in 19 minutes of NBA playing time. That's a new record. I reckon it was about 472 in 19 minutes. So there's that at least on your Bangers. But what a year. It ends up, you know, he's shooting threes. He's out there setting cement truck screens for everybody. He's basically the best rotation player in the NBA with the defensive plus, real plus minus, I believe, which is unreal. And there you go, mate. So he's out, and that is it for the Aussies in the NBA this year, which is unbloody real. You'll take this unreal year, though, won't you? We had 9 of them to start the year, well, with Mangok and Bogut. Bogut's back in the NBL next year, but we'll have brought 7 or 8. Should be good, mate, especially considering we'll have Big Ben Simmons and Bangers in the East Finals for years to come. And the jingler over there, down under Durant, leading the Jazz to the finals, no doubt. MVP. There you go. So the Australian Player Watch, we'll whip that out, I reckon, again on Wednesday and wrap up all the Australian players' years and just sort of one last sign-off for the Australian Player Watch. And speaking of the Australian players, how about we go to the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award? That's right, the Grey Mamba. Everything he did was fundamentally sound. They talk about him in hushed tones from Broome to Bundaberg, all the way down to Bermagui. It's what they do with Andrew Gaze. Andrew Gazy Gaze, the Grey Mamba himself, strapping on those Gazy Dunlop ones. And today's Grey Mamba Award, it was just so fundamentally perfect. It's LeBron James. Come on, mate. That was like Andrew Gazy Gaze and his Melbourne Tigers pomp right there. Only LeBron and Gazy could put a team on their backs like that. So LeBron gets the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for this week, and it's well-deserved, isn't it? Right? Crushed it. So good job, LeBron. You're almost on par with Andrew Gazy Gaze, the Grey Mamba himself. Unbelievable. The fact that he now averages 35 points a game in Game 7s is fucking unbelievable as well. So on you, LeBron. Good job, and well done to you, Gazy. All right, we'll be back in just a second with the Joe Ingles Inspiration Board and our Game 7 Western Conference game preview. Right after, let's say these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. It's time for the NBA Australia Patty Mills Game Day Ball, a game day inspiration board, which has now turned into the Joe Ingles inspiration board because he's back there being a stay-at-home dad while his wife Renee returned to the court with the Melbourne Vixens in the netball there in Melbourne, which is awesome. So Joe Ingles today just tweeted out coffee emoji and twins heart. Ah, what a legend, isn't he? Just out there being a stay-at-home dad, just getting coffee with the kids, chucking him in the pram, rolling down there. Well, what do you reckon Joe Ingles lives? Toorak? South Yarra? I reckon he's a bit of a south of the border type. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, on your jingle, that was amazing. So quickly, let's get to our Game 7 preview for today. It is our game preview. Game preview for Game 7 Warriors. Warriors at Rockets. And this is the thing, man. The Rockets, you got to remember, they are the number one seed. They have home court for this Game 7. It's going to be unbelievable. Thing is, obviously, Chris Paul, we're still waiting on an update. It looks very doubtful, but he's going to try. He's going to try his hardest. And everybody's like, geez, I don't know if Chris Paul's ready to go, mate. Oh, geez. It's like, yeah, he's fucking torn his hammy. Like, what do you expect to happen at this point? So Iguodala has already been... basically, he's been ruled out of Game 7 with the leg contusion. Chris Paul still listed as questionable. We've got people in Houston setting up shrines to Chris Paul and praying to Hakeem and the basketball gods and stuff like that, which is amazing. So this guy, Barry McCockina, via Shams, says that they can't do it. So Shams is also tweeting out, look, he's not tweeting anything about it. So that might be a bit of bullshit. So I reckon... that's some funny, funny shit. I don't know. I just can't see him coming out there. And even if he does play, it's going to be a tough one. He was shoot around and his leg feels good. I'll be on the floor, apparently. There you go. Unbelievable. We'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. Either way, I just don't know if a hobbled Chris Paul is really going to help you against the Warriors. He's going to be the spot-up shooter in the corner. What do you reckon? So, Chris Paul is a bad motherfucker. If he's out there, he's going to be just out there gritting through it. It's just entirely, you know, a massive bummer that CP3 even got hurt at all when we could have had an amazing Game 6 and Game 7 against the Warriors. And look, I just think the Warriors, even with like a hobbled Chris Paul out there for Houston, they just won't have enough. James Harden, he's just like been on this kind of, that's not quite as good anymore ever since that Game 1. And like he needs to have like, what's the level that James Harden has to get to tonight for them to win the game? Like 58 points? And can you see him doing that against this goddamn Golden State defense? I don't know, man. So he had 32 points last game, 10 of 24 shooting, 19 on 21 shots the game before, 30 on 26 shots. Man, just hoist him up, James. Like, just get stuck in, mate. Anyway, so I've got Golden State in this one. Rockets, with or without CP3, even if he's out there, I think he's just going to be a bit too hobbled, and it's not going to go the way you think. If he's out there, it's just going to be tough. The little man, I can't see it. I can't see him doing it, right? Golden State, I think they're just going to have too many weapons. I feel like Steph just has an explosion and just goes bananas. Klay did that last game. I think it's Steph's turn, and he might just like put up a 40-piece. Durant, he'll have 30, and that'll be it. So, look, give me the Warriors. It's going to be fun regardless, I think. And, I'm going to go hit the pub, check it out, watch it. It's going to be awesome. And it'll be fun. And you know what? I'm going to go do that now because, look, we're going to finish up with a deli review. But, yeah, you know what? That's it for today. We're done. Whoa. So, I'm flying back to New York tomorrow. So, I might try to do one late. I don't know. We'll see how we go. We might just be back on Wednesday with a bit of a finals preview. We're going to try to maybe do a quick one tomorrow morning. We'll see how we go. But either way, we'll have an episode in the next 36 hours. It's a tough one. Just, you just lose so much time, like, because, you know, flying out of LA, man, all the way back to New York, it's bullshit, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, look, we'll be still all over Twitter and Facebook in the meantime, so check us out there and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes to make sure that you get the next episode when it pops up straight away. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all the good spots. Give us a 5-star rating and review while you're at it. Go on, tell a mate as well. Also, thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats, though. They are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is a pearler. Go request that on Triple J. Extra special thanks to legends of Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, Dozers, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Don't forget, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them all on Bandcamp at Facey. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new Deli review, and we'll catch us tomorrow or Wednesday, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, Lederhosen! Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here, eh? Just swinging by from the usual pop culture review here on NBA Australia. And, like, I've got to tell you, mates, like, it's pretty hard for old mate Deli here just to sit at home and, like, not be a part of these playoffs next to me old mucker LeBron over there, eh? Like, I reckon I threw about 42 different Corona tinnies at the tally in frustration because all, like, those giant dickheads, like George Hill and Jordan Clarkson, like, they kept missing rotations and open throws and shit that I basically invented, mate. And, like, you could see how pissed LeBron was getting, eh? He's just like, mate, I need old mate Deli out here with me. This is bullshit. And I reckon we'd easy win another title if I was there. Like, fucking, we would have smashed it, bro. The real problem for me, though, is, like, the missus kept telling me off for, like, ruining the tally. Like, every time I piff a goddamn Korean attention, like, Deli, what are you doing? Did you good? And I'm like, oh, fuck off. And then I'd have to go, like, to the other room and shit. Tough, mate. But anyway, still, it's just like 2015, this series, isn't it? Like, that spud Kevin Love gets hurt again, and suddenly it's no one but LeBron and fucking Deli up there going toe-to-toe with the Warriors like a pair of fucking mad dogs. And we nearly fucking got him too, eh? Oh, I reckon he'd love it to have me out there. Fucking full on, mate. Like, maybe I'll have a word with LeBron this offseason, and he can trade for me as well. Like, you know, what do you reckon? Like, reunite the champs and shit. It's like that time that, like, we won the footy league there in Maribyrnong back in my early days, and me and my best mate Plugger sank about 4,000 tins after that and did doughies in the Mitre 10 car park for about 4 hours. And then the fucking cops came, we legged it, mate. It was fucking legendary. Oh, mate. Anyway, so I don't know, mate. Like, what did I watch this week? Like, oh, that's right. I watched those fucking Indonesian Raid Redemption and Raid 2 movies. They're fucking sick, mate. Like, I've never just watched anything more going, fuck it, what the hell is like this? Cunts getting stabbed in the head and all this other fucking awesome karate bullshit and stuff. It's fully fucking, it's probably the best action movie I've ever seen. Like, even better than Bloodsport. Fully sick, mate. So I reckon, give me Raid Redemption and the Raid 2. They both get 10 out of 10 Deli ones, each of them, eh? And, like, yeah, so next week, I'm going to do the new Star Wars Solo next week. Yeah, I've got some thoughts. So I'll do that next week. So I reckon that's it for this week, you dickheads. I'll talk to you next week. All right, later, cunts. Deli out.